For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Democratic candidate for Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new plan to decrease the education gap in Wisconsin's urban schools. Evers wants to devote $13 million of next year's budget to improve performance of African-American students in Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Racine, and Green Bay. Evers wants to use $5 million to expand summer school, another $5 million for three-year-old kindergarten, $1.5 million for teachers who are National Board certified, $1 million for health care of students, and a $500,000 to expand principal training. In June, Scott Walker said he would soon release a plan to improve Milwaukee schools, but so far, he has not done so. Wednesday, sunshine, high in the upper 70s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the upper 50s. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gosted. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Kimberly Clark is putting pressure on the state Senate to put together an incentive package that could keep one of their Wisconsin plants open. Kimberly Clark plans to close their Neenah plant that employs about 100 people, but a multi-million dollar incentive package could save the Cold Spring plant in Fox Crossing that has about 500 jobs. Kimberly Clark is now saying they need to know the status of the incentive package by September 30th. Milwaukee native and Packers tight end Lance Kendricks presented a $50,000 check to Sherman Phoenix Foundation from the Packers as part of a community action initiative to support Milwaukee native and Packers tight end Lance Kendricks presented a $50,000 check to Sherman Phoenix Foundation from the Packers as part of their Community Action Initiative program to support social justice causes. Other organizations receiving backing from the PAC include court-appointed special advocates of Brown County, HaHa's Hero Foundation, Young Life of Green Bay, and Legal Action of Wisconsin. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gosted. Progressives from around the state will be gathered fighting. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Progressives from around the state will be gathering for Fighting Bob Fest this weekend. Fighting Bob Fest is the annual get-together for Wisconsin progressive activists. The kickoff is Friday night at the Barrymore Theater in Madison with several speakers including Jim Hightower, Randy Bryce, Mandela Barnes, John Nichols, and many more. On Saturday, there will be picnics in Madison and La Crosse. Then on Monday evening, filmmaker Josh Fox, who produced the movie Gasland, will be headlining an event at Next Act Theater in Milwaukee. All events are open to all progressives, and all events are free except the Monday night event in Milwaukee. And the weather today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Friday, sunshine, high in the upper 70s. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gosted.